السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Mufti Saab. Hope you are in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala take great work in khidmat of deen from you. Allah grant you afiyat and good health, Mufti Saab. The platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم آمين 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 to all the duas and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, he's looking well, Alhamdulillah رب العالمين, and our brother Zakaria, بارك الله فيكم جزاك الله خير. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Zulhijjah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36 Surah Yasin and verses 23-27. Remember yesterday we informed you about Habib Najjar, this person who brought Iman, faith in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. He believed in the prophets and messengers, whilst his people there in Antakya, in Antioch, there in Turkey, rejected the prophets and the messengers. They were involved in shirk and idol worship and polytheism. So he poses these questions to them, and then what happens? Chapter 36, verse 23. أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. So what? This is a rhetorical question, Hamza istifham inkar in our Arabic jargon and literature and in grammar and balagha rhetoric. أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. What do you want I must do? Must I take beside him Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one and only Supreme Being, آلِهَا, deities, semi-gods, demigods? Then what will happen hypothetically, for argument's sake? إِيُّرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِدُرِّينَ. If and when Almighty Allah decrees some disaster, some calamity for me, then لَا تُغْنِ أَنِّي شَفَاءَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Then these idols, these semi-gods, demigods, they will not be able to intercede for my benefit, for me to gain something, anything, no benefit at all. They can't help themselves. If a bird urinates and defecates on these idols and semi-gods, demigods, they can't help themselves. How are they going to help me? وَلَا يُنْقِذُونِي. وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ. And nor will they be able to save me and rescue me. So why should I worship them? They cannot cause me any benefit. They cannot cause me any harm. You see, when floods come there in India and other places, then the idols are also floating away and so forth. So therefore, Almighty Allah made it clear. Chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 48. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Verily, Allah Jalla Wala will never ever forgive people who have ascribed, associated somebody, something to him. For example, idols. For example, saying Jesus, Allah forbid, is the Son of God. So all this are different forms of shirk. Remember that. And therefore, these such people are condemned to Jahannam and hellfire forever, eternal doom and eternal gloom, if they are sane and mature. So we need to know that. So Habib Najjar giving his own people a wonderful message of Tawheed, of monotheism and monotheism. Then again he says, for argument's sake, hypothetically, if I accept what you are inviting me, إِنِّي إِذَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Then I also, إِنِّي إِذَنْ also, لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. I'll be in manifest error. I'll be definitely following the wrong path. Hence I reject you and your worshipping and your semi-gods, demigods, idols, polytheism and shirk. I reject it absolutely, totally. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. O you non-Muslims, I'll never worship لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. And in the ending, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. For you is your religion, and for me is my religion. So that is what the Quran Kareem teaches us. We need not be apologetic, and we need not compromise. We need to speak the truth, whether people like it or not. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master, peace be upon him, taught Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an, قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّا. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Ya Aba Dharr, speak the truth, even though the truth is very, very bitter. Go see every Muslim and non-Muslim, chapter 109 of the Noble Quran. And that is how we entrench our tawheed, our belief in the oneness of Almighty Allah. O Muslim, do you know? Just now will be Fajr time, and then what will happen? So you must remember, you're going to read your sunnats of Fajr. First rakat, Qul ya al-kafirun, after Surah Fatiha. Second rakat, Qul wallah. Similarly, after Maghrib Salat in the sunnats. So we Fajr time, when the morning starts, we reject all the deities, all the semi-gods, demigods, and then we entrench first the rejection and then the affirmation. Qul wallah wahad, chapter 112. So first chapter 109, then 112, and that is in the second rakat. Night time, same thing we do, rejection and then affirmation. Understand the beauty of our Islam. Now he announces his faith one more time, loudly, proudly, proudly, not in the meaning of arrogant, but to tell them, I'm doing this in front of you and inviting you, Habib Najjar. Inni amantu bi rabbikum. Indeed, I already brought iman. Bi rabbikum, on your sustainer, nourisher, provider. He is my sustainer, nourisher. I believe in him, and I'm telling you also to believe in him, because he is the one and only. La ilaha illallah. La ma'abuda bi haqqin illallah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship but him, Almighty Allah. Bi rabbikum. So worship him first. Fasma'uni, fasma'un. Listen to me, my people. I am these prophets and messengers are inviting you to the truth. I am your well-wisher. But what the people did, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they assaulted him, they beat him up, and then they martyred him and killed him. See, when Almighty Allah wants to give honor to a person, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, dark in complexion, and then takes out his hand, فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. Suddenly, it's shining, glittering his hand. Then you see Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ. A baby is born, you understand, blind. People are suffering from leprosy. He would just massage them, rub them, Masihullah. And thereafter, they would be cured. All this happens with the permission, consent, and mercy of Almighty Allah. We call mu'jiza, miracles. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracle is mu'jiza al-khalida, mu'jiza al-kubra, and that is the Quran Sharif. Therefore, every verse is called ayah, a symbol, a sign, a miracle. 6,236 verses to show humanity. He was, he is, he always will be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for all times, all places. And the awliyaullah, for them is karamat, karamatul awliya yahaqun. So remember, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in this. So look at the karamat. What a Habib he turned out to be. Such a carpenter that became mahbub and beloved to all metal. He passes away and now he's giving a message to humanity and posterity. Bima ghafara li rabbi. Okay, so first ma'un. So now the next verse, that is verse 26. قِيلَ دَخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Now it is told to him, to Habib Najjar, enter Jannah. So some people enter Jannah like the Shuhada. They enter earlier, even before the day of justice. You must remember that. They start enjoying all the benefits and virtues and benefits and what have you in Jannah and paradise. Enter Jannah, O Habib Najjar. Call. Now he's in Jannah and he's speaking. Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. That how I wish only if my people could know. How the shuhada in Gaza, how the shuhada and martyrs of Palestine are enjoying themselves in Jannah. And they're telling the people, don't give up. You take these jutlas on and send them, dispatch them straight to Al-Fayya, the haramis. Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. Only my people, if you knew how Allah is honoring me, bima ghafara li rabbi, how my Allah has forgiven me for my mistakes and my sins, but he gave me martyrdom, waja'alani min al-mukramin, and he made me from the honorable ones. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. For the martyrs, Allah says, they're rejoicing already because of the honor and distinction which Almighty Allah has conferred upon them. So imagine, O people, do you know who's Habib Najjar? دَعَا قَوْمَهُ حَيَّوْ وَمَيْتَى. He invited his people towards the truth whilst he was alive. He invited his people even post-death and post-martyrdom. Martyrdom, subhanallah. After his martyrdom, he invited his people. Oh people, why don't you listen to me? Imagine. So that's why Surah Yasin is Qalbul Quran, the heart, the nucleus of the Quran, as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So we should take lessons from here. Our function is da'wat. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Say, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way and my path. I invite people, everybody, towards Almighty Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with firm conviction. أَنَا, I, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, and those who follow me immaculately. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 108. Therefore the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, are the greatest of the greatest of Allah's creation after all the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu salam. They imitated, emulated the Master alayhi salatu salam immaculately. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us understanding. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 25th of Zulhijjah, 1445, Gaza genocide, day 270, jutlas, haramis, and murderers. Remember, 9 months finish, and you can't defeat Hamas. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 20 rockets fired from Gaza straight into Israel by Jihad Islami. Very well done, good. And second one, you must remember, listen, a jutla, jutli, they need you there. Gallant announcers in the Knesset, the IDF, the Israeli diaper force, they need 10,000 soldiers immediately. South African Board of Deputies, South African Federation, whatever the hell you call your name, and all you jutlas and jutlis, pack up and go. Your jutlas need you there. Go, 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 we don't want you. Go pack up and go there. 10,000 jutlas needed immediately. And go, and inshallah, then Hamas will send you in transit straight to Jahannam and Hellfire, inshallah al-Aziz. So remember, we are Muslims. We don't fear the death. We love death. We are the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala nutul Rustam, inna ma'iya qawm yuhibbun al-qital fi sabilillah kama tuhibbun al-khamar. Hey, you Rustam, we are a nation and a people, we love dicing with death as you love your wine and swine, you harami. So that is what the the message was and is and will always be. That is what Hamas has taught the world. Smotrich says for every new settlement, every country that recognizes, you must remember Palestine, we will make a new settlement. All war criminals, the whole lot of them. 15 Jutlas dispatched to hell. Many of them, you must remember, 20, 25 injured. And they are being booby-trapped by our Hamas and Jihad Islami. We're very proud of them. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. One settler, one bullet. So now Gallant and all of them, they freed 50 Palestinians. They did not consult, you must remember, Netanyahu Bibi. So he's furious. And in this 50 was Dr. Muhammad, remember, the head of Shifa Hospital. And he speaks about the torture. How do they torture the Palestinians? He was in detention, remember, for 7 months, no charges against him. Detention without trial. That is what the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime does, Hitler's children. 100% genocide, remember that. And they tortured them with dogs. They tortured them by raping them. They tortured them by starving them. They tortured them electric, you know, electric shock and what have you. I sent everything out yesterday. You can check it up. Modi is seeing stars daytime, he and his BJP and supporters. Our Houthis, our Ansarullah, remember that we like them. You must remember, anybody harms Israel, America, Britain, we will support them. They can be Shias, Kufar, they can be atheists, they can be who. We will support them. So they blew up a ship of India filled with arms and explosives, and they're in the Red Sea. Come, more of you, Americans, Britain. They say they can't keep up with the Houthis and the Yemenis and the Ansarullah. How many ships they are damaging? Well done, well done. We support you 100%. So what the Jutlas are doing now? They can't face it. They're facing defeat everywhere. They send out pamphlets in Arabic and they got media and all that. Now they are telling the Palestinians, you must evacuate from Khan Yunus and go to the other side. So remember, go any side you want to. Hamas are waiting for you and they will dispatch you straight to hell. Israeli Jutlas are hated throughout the world and cursed throughout the world. Israeli government tell the Israelis, please, please don't visit Ukraine. But they wanted to build a Jewish state in Ukraine, in the heart of Europe. Besides Israel, if you know anything of geopolitics, then you will know Ukraine was the only country in the world that had a Jewish prime minister and a Jewish president. So, but today, Putin, we like Putin. Putin is a good harami for us. Putin, you fix them up. You must remember that, whether it's America, whether it's NATO, whether it's Europe, and that's exactly what Putin is doing. I make dua for Putin. Allahumma di Putin. Allahumma di Zuma. Allah give Putin and the President Zuma Hidayat. You see, the nice story of Shabir Sheikh I'll give you just now. The Jutlas want bubbles in Gaza. Do you even know what they mean by guzzle, by bubbles in Gaza? They want to make cages and cages. You will stay in this cage, you will stay in this cage, you will stay. Finish! You can never do that. You put us in the biggest concentration camp in the world for 17 years, 16 years, and now we said enough is enough. Imma shahada wa imma al-hurriya wa zafar. Either we go for martyrdom or either we go for liberation and freedom. And Yahya Sinwar, we will kiss your hands, my brother Yahya Sinwar. What tunnels you built, what things you showed the world. Till today they cannot find you, they can't penetrate you. Well done to Hamas. They committed mistakes, they commit sins. Who, since when we became angels? Every day we're committing hundreds and thousands and millions of sins and billions of sins collectively. Make dua for them. They're bringing honor to this ummah. Trump and Biden, Joe Genocide, the butcher, they don't know which way to go. And now the Australian people are demanding from Australia, come on, why are you giving these Palestinians only tourist visa? Give them emergency visa so the Palestinians can settle there, as Russia did. I gave you yesterday that in Grozny, in Chechnya, he built houses for them and tell them settle here, everything free of charge. We will give you medication, education, everything. You are our guest, see. And this haramis, Arab countries, what they doing? They supporting Israel and America. And you come and tell me, you Salafi scholars for dollars, they Muslim. Pakka murtad haramis they are. Trump is very happy. All the stormy business seems to have subsided. So Trump has been given partial immunity. American law. Can you believe this? As long as you are a president, you commit crimes, you can be sleeping with prostitutes, you can be sleeping with Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, whatever it is, you will be given immunity. So that is what the Supreme Court said yesterday, and what he did officially while he was president, immunity. Biden is so angry, so he says this is a miscarriage of justice, and he condemned the Supreme Court of America and said this is a very dangerous precedent. Trump told him, you go to hell, you must remember that you can't even control your bowels properly, and you come tell me nonsense. Imran Khan says that, remember his detention there by the Pakistani chumchas and sidekicks of America and the West, his detention days against international law. The man is in jail, but Allah is giving him honor. And Shabbaz Sharif and this Bilal and all these characters, you must remember the Bhutto family and the Sharif family, the big chores, you must remember if you know Pakistan politics and history, all humiliated. Pakka chore hai. They are full of dhanli and rigging elections. So the left parties in France, you must remember, are trying to block the right wing. Today they will elect and select, you must remember, their candidates for this weekend, second round, you must remember. So the centrist party and the left wing parties are merging, and then they have the right wing to prevent, you must remember, Le Pen and her crazy people. So it will go for coalition, that's what it seems like. I've been to Caribbean West Indies. Hurricane makes landfall. Barrel. It barreled them 200 kilometers per hour. That is in the places called St. Vincent and Grenada. There's two Grenadas. We visited both, alhamdulillah. One Grenada in Spain and one Grenada there in the Caribbean. Mawlana Salim Karim, one day you must go there. MashaAllah, there's Grenada there in West Indies. I stayed by Dr. Bayat. I'm in contact with him today. I'll send him a message. I hope everything is fine for him. 200 kilometers, remember, hurricane. The roofs are blown off. The houses are falling apart. And so many things are happening there in Grenada. There they speak Gujarati. I had to give lecture in Gujarati, in Urdu, and some Arabic and some English. All mixed up. Beautiful island. But what a mess. Allah Jalla Wala is showing us, I'm the only one. I can do fa'alul lima yurid. Ana urid wa anta turid. Wallahu yaf'alu ma yurid. I want something. You want something. Allah does what He wants. Nobody can question the majesty, authority, sovereignty of Allah Jalla Wala. Netherlands today, the new government right wing will come in, and that Wilder is in the wilderness. He won't be the prime minister, president. He'll be part of the government, but not that. He wants to ban Islam and burn Quran and all these crazy things here. And then remember, Shabir Sheikh was a member of the ANC from the age of 24. Now he's 64. He said enough is enough after Cyril announced the cabinet on Sunday night. So yesterday he went there, it seemed to me, next to the beach or somewhere. He said, 40 years I'm a member of the ANC, and today I divorced the ANC. He took his jersey with the logo of ANC and burnt it in public. Well done, Shabir Sheikh. Only thing I learned about politics more earlier than you, Shabir. I never ever voted for them. It took you 40 years, Shabir, but never mind. I met you there in St. Augustine. To me, you seem very healthy and hearty that day. But anyway, that's history. Let's carry on with the geography. South African cabinet, can you believe that 75 ministers we got? 75. What's our population? Maximum 60 million. What is China's population? Over 1 billion. And they don't have 75 ministers. So what you will call them? I sent out a message yesterday with all the perks and wages and salary they will get. And I wrote on top, you know, add something, add a comment. I said, we call them mufatiyas. You understand? All the guys just lining up their pockets and lining up and reaching their families. If you think saying they're going to serve you, you're living Alice in Wonderland. And one commentator wrote there, there is not one Indian in the cabinet. You must remember the executive, a proper Indian, not one. But you made so much sacrifices for the ANC. Therefore, remember Kissinger's words. They only have their own interests. And you must remember, they'll drop you after that. See how they use your money. And then they gave you a kick. Remember, you know where, up your posterior. So we should wake up and understand these people here. Our programs today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mu'azahid will interview Mufti Hassan Ali. He hails from America, currently in Pakistan. So that will be interesting between 8:30 and 9. 11 to 12 today, inshallah, Al-Aziz, the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2, tafsir of the Noble Quran. Make dua for us, make dua for Gaza, make dua for the Ummah and our beautiful country, South Africa. What a beautiful country, destroyed by three C's, corruption, crime, and cadre deployment. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. G.
Mufti Saab, I'm a breadwinner. Can I take out an insurance to ensure my family are not left destitute, as our people don't take care of families once the breadwinner is gone?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That is exactly what the capitalist thinking, secularist thinking is. Who was sustaining us when we were in the womb of our mother? Who was sustaining us? You must remember, daytime, nighttime, all the time, our money or Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Jalla Wala is Khairul Raziqeen, the best of the best, sustainer, nourisher. Insurance is all haram, remember that, because it is gambling and interest and so many other factors. So therefore, that is not an option for us. Life insurance, ijma'an, is haram, not permissible. In mansadwurt is anamansabruat. So what you should do is remember that whatever you can do for your children, you should do. And that what you can't do, you won't be questioned about. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who taught all his daughters and children ayah surah waqiyah and told them, if you do good deeds, then alhamdulillah, Allah will do good for you. Lam tusibhum faqa, no poverty will come to them. These are Sahaba, these are the great muftis of the Sahaba. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, who ruled this Ummah from the year 99 to 101 Hijra, for 2 years he addressed his children. I left just little bit for you. If you do good, alhamdulillah. If you doing bad, then why should I leave for you? And so forth and so on. Therefore, me, I tell my wife also, we must just enjoy what we have to worry, we got no children and so forth. So remember these type of things, yeah, that today people want to leave millions and millions. I give you my own story in my family. There was one person, Allah forgive him. So he told his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, I left so much money, million, billion for you. None of you will have to work also for another 10, 20 years. In 1 year, they busted up everything. Finished. Some of them are collecting zakat now. So you must remember, Mufatiyas, you know, that they go and drugs and casino and women and what and what and what and all that. So don't think that you can secure nobody. Our deen is the guarantor for izzat and honor. You must remember that. Khulus meher fulus. Do things sincerely for the love of Allah Jalla Wala. If one door closes, Allah will open another 100 doors. That is the system of Allah. Speak to your children and stay away from all the secularist system. Secularism means to take you away from religion, especially Islam. And capitalism is that you go, what will you children do? The broker will come and tell you, all this is haram, remember that. There's no place in Islam.
Mufti Sahab, is it true if you read 1,000 times Astaghfirullah a day and Surah Baqarah, your du'as get accepted?
MashaAllah, you must be a buzruk. 1,000 times a day you read Astaghfirullah and you read the whole Surah Baqarah. Atwalu suratin fil Quran, 286 verses. So mashallah, very few people in the world can do it, 100%. We show you an easier way, inshallah. Read the last 2 verses of Surah Baqarah, verses 285, 286, and make dua. Read istighfar 1,000 times, more, less, whatever. Your duas will be accepted. But with that, you have to ensure you eat and consume that what is halal and tayyiba. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa mustajabu da'wat. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, for Sa'ad, O Sa'ad, you must ensure you eating, consuming, drinking that which is halal and tayyiba. Then Allah will accept your du'as. You see that? Input, output. Second one, make sure you are reading your 5 salats or 6 salats. 6 salat with tahajjud, inshallah. You do that, inshallah, your du'as will be accepted with Allah's fadl, grace and mercy.
Some advice to mother-in-laws who ill see their daughter-in-laws.
Remember, this thou story will continue till Qiyamat day. So remember that the whole basis of marriage and a wonderful family where there is harmony, peace, is based on Islam, on taqwa, on iman. So you daughter-in-law, your mother-in-law is elder than you. You want to win the husband, your husband. So you will win his heart, you will win his pocket, you will win his credit card, debit card, and all cards. Show love to his mother. Respect his mother. Treat her how you treat your own beloved mother. And don't go look for, you understand, faults in her and so forth. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bulughul Maram. Excellent work by Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah. Sheikh Albani used to say, Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. You will never ever get another Ibn Hajar in the field of hadith, and it seems true also. So you must remember that. So he wrote this great work called Bulughul Maram, and in there the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, Tuba man shalahu aibuhu an uyubin nas. Jannat and glad tidings for those people who are so engrossed for looking at their own faults and how they can become better Muslims than rather looking for faults at other people and so forth. Mother-in-law, why you have 2 sets of laws? For your daughter, you have a separate set. If a cup broke, you will say, no, everybody make mistake. And if your daughter-in-law broke the cup, you will say, you know, bewakufe. She got no brains as it is. Her mother never taught her anything. Now see from where to where it went. First you criticize her, your daughter-in-law. Then you criticize her mother. Then you criticize the family. So you see, if our own daughter we cover up, and for daughter-in-law we will suli palchara denge, we will crucify her. So that's wrong. Love and let love. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta. Keep a magnanimous heart. Learn to forgive people. Allah tuhibbuna ayyaghfir Allahu lakum, each one of us. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu arda, he was sponsoring people. He was very wealthy and rich. And then they were some of them, so the hypocrites, some and others also, they said that something happened with Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha, and Safwan radiallahu anh. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh was furious. I sponsor you and you could talk all these kind of things against my ladli, against my sahib zadi, against my beloved daughter. No, I will never sponsor you in future. I say, Wallahi tallahi, and he took various qasam. Allah said, Wala ya'tali ulul fadli minkum. You should not be taking this type of oath, so you should then continue sponsoring them. Because why? Allah tuhibbuna ayyaghfir Allahu lakum. You committed also so many sins, so remember and mistakes. Do you not love Allah to forgive you? Go read Surah 24, Surah An-Nur, and verse 22. O mother-in-law, go and read. My mother-in-law stayed here by me. She passed away here by me. So why? My Fatima, my wife, she made so much khidmat of my mother. My mother used to tell me. So I told her, Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. You got 10 brothers, we bring your mother here, and you make khidmat of her. That is what Islam teaches us. Surah 24, verse 22. And see what happens. Allah will bless you. When she stayed there, I used to call her Masi. I said, Masi, she be Gujarati. I said, Masi, kiraya bhi dewanu che? That you have to pay rental. Also, you can't stay here free of charge. She said, 100% I'll pay. So I said, your payment is you read 2 rakat namaz for me daily. You see? So that's how you make deals for the akhirat. It can't be everything with money. So remember, there's greater things than money, like dua and so forth. Learn from this, your mother-in-law. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, said, Allimu nisa'akum surat al-Nur. Our ustad, our Sheikh Muhammad al-Isabuni, has mentioned the statement of Siddiqa bintu Siddiq in various books, open Rawayul Bayan and so forth. You will find it there. So teach your female Surah Nur, chapter 24, and comprising 64 verses.
If a person asked me to pay the shopkeeper on my way home, and I totally forgot, a year has passed and the shopkeeper has passed away, what do I do with the money that was entrusted upon me?
So remember, you gave me money, Mausaleem Kareem gave me money to pay, you must remember, the shopkeeper, and you say you forgot. So we can forget, but what happened? That the person who gave you the money, didn't he ask you, did you pay, and so forth? I mean, it seems a bit fishy story, but let's say he also forgot. So they got short memories, you know, they need one vaccine, I think. Anyway, so a lot of short memory guys there. And then that person to whom you're supposed to pay, he passed away, so that debt and amount, remember, is not forgiven. You know who his heirs are, you know his family, so that 100 rand, 1,000 rand, whatever it is, you have to go and pay the heirs. So that is compulsory. The person who entrusted the money to you, you have to ask him forgiveness and ask Allah for forgiveness. Matalul ghaniyi zulmun. When you have the means and you still didn't pay, you're a zalim and an oppressor. Sahih hadith in Mishkat Sharif. And cry to Allah. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286, the last verse of Surah Baqarah. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. O Allah Jalla wala, do not take us for to task and don't punish us for those things we've totally forgot about it, or we did it or said it inadvertently, unintentionally. So inshallah, all parties will be forgiven, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is trading online permissible, buying shares and Bitcoin, etc.?
Yeah, there are three issues you must remember. This is called Bay'us Sarf. People want to buy gold, people want to buy silver, people want to sell dollars for rands and dollars for rupees and dollars for euros and so forth. It must be a cash deal. I give you $100 and then you give me, you understand, 2,000 rand, 20,000 rand, whatever you agree on, both parties. So it must be, you must remember, a cash deal. Not you're going to give me after 10 hours and after 2 days and all that. That deal is a defective deal, Bay'ul Fasid. It's not permissible. So when you study online trading and all that, 99-90% of the time, it is not 100% on the same time. There's delays involved, there's this involved, that involved. So you don't see that one lady, which country it was? Bulgaria. Where she was from? Bulgaria. She swindled billions and billions of people, you must remember, billions of dollars, and she took the money people for a ride with Bitcoin. They're still looking for her, and now they say maybe the mafia put her away. So that is why we say all this Bitcoin and all that not permissible. You must remember, this is another ploy of the Zionists and the Jutlas and so forth, how to make people fools. Just like gambling, they will tell you, Mr. ABC won 1 million rand, $1 million. They don't show you the 2 million. You see, this weekend, Molana, is what? Day in Durban, July handicap. When we were very young, even we knew what is July handicap. First week, Saturday, day in Gravel, the July handicap. And the horses will be running. Many years ago, they had one horse, and that horse name was Mufti. So some ulama, they even rejected and objected on that and said, how can you have the horse name Mufti? And Mufti came out second in the July handicap. You can Google it and see. So funny, funny things happen in this world, you know. So they will show you the winner. They won't show you the millions of people who lost billions of rand. So same thing with this cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and all not permissible. That is our fatwa on all this. Similarly with shares, you must remember, we say best is to stay far away from this. There's difference of opinion, but we agree with Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib. Remember, story time, quick story. When Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabadi Nawarallahu Madar Zad Wali, he was. He passed away on a Friday in 1992. He was our Sheikh also. He used to call me Lamba Kurta Wala. Because I was upside down guy, you know. I'm the only guy there. I don't wear the short kurta and that five, you know, pillars of Islam, the hat. Normal hat we wear and this long kurta. Cut long story short, so when he came to South Africa, five times he came. So some senior ulama went and told him, but Hazrat, how come, you know, this Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Majlis, he says shazi haram and thus and all. So Hazrat Ji called Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq and told him, Bey, apne dalail ko tayyar rakho, keep all your evidence and proof ready, and so forth. So when they met one-to-one, Hazrat said, show me all your dalail. This Mawlana A.S. told me himself, our Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana. So he said that when I showed Hazrat Ji, you'll understand, all the dalail and proof, Hazrat Ji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu said, aapke dalail sahih hai, aapka fatwa bhi sahih hai. You see that? So these are the giants who got no hidden agenda and ulterior motive and sinister purpose and so forth. So therefore our fatwa also is this is not permissible, remember. وَالْحَقُّ أَحَقُّ أَيُّتَّبَى. Imam Shafi, they asked him, you love Malik? He said, obviously I love Malik. Malik is my teacher. And remember who a Habibi. They said, why you wrote against him? He said, وَالْحَقُّ أَحَقُّ أَيُّتَّبَى. الْحَقُّ حَبِيبِي. The truth is more beloved to me than even my beloved teacher. That is the true scholar in Islam, remember that. Last question, Mawlana.
Due to the tornado that took place about a month ago, organizations are collecting clothes for those who lost almost everything. The question is it permissible to donate clothes as charity to non-Muslim organizations, which is collecting on their behalf?
Remember, here there are two, three issues. Issue number one is a tornado took place there in Tonga and Lamesi and that. I visited some of the places myself when I came there for Eid and so forth. It was a disaster, remember. There's no question about that. Second one, Muslims, non-Muslim organizations are collecting. You want to give clothing, you want to give money, you want to give food, all that. So it's fine, you give, but not with zakat money. Not with zakat money. Remember that. Because when they're going to give, they're not going to look at who's Muslim and non-Muslim and so forth. So you make intention of sadaqah, charity, voluntary charity, or intention of lillah, you're just giving it for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, then it is permissible. But not zakat. Remember that. Next one is this. Whether it's an organization, Muslim or non-Muslim, you must check whether they're bona fide and their credentials. Because we got too many mufatiyas, just like the politicians, all those fly-by-night organizations, how many are collecting for Palestine and they pocket the money? How many I know personally? You must remember that. Therefore, people come with this organization, this organization. I tell, don't give them anything. They just pocket the money. If you have a financial forensic audit, from start to A to Z, you will see half of them will end up in jail. So you're for fraud and what have you and so forth. But who's going to question them? You must remember these type of things. So may Almighty Allah have mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.